Now, you never sat out this long. It's got, you know, frustrating because, you know, the high ankle, you know, you walk around and it feels good, but it isn't stable. How's it progressing? How'd you feel today when I saw you in battle drills really for the first time?
Yeah, it's hurting when you outside the eyes, outside the game for that long. Yeah, like you said, you think your foot is all right, but it's not really. So I'm happy to be happy to be back on the ice and skate with the team. So I skate by myself or with Connor for 2 weeks. So it's good to be back and do some drills with the team and finally done some battles today. And I was just kind of checking how my foot's gonna go, but overall good so far. But it's just the first step. We gotta be smart and. I have to push my foot and make it work a little bit.
A lot of players talk, the biggest thing to overcome sometimes is the mental hurdle of, like, pushing yourself to see if it's going to hurt. That battle drill today without the stick where you're just really engaging the guy, was that a good test for you?
Well, you kind of still think about your foot and you try to not hurt, right? And like when you're 100% sure, you not really think about anything. You're not thinking about your old injury, right? You're just going and you're not feeling anything. But in my situation, I kind of still think about it and try to not push the pace on my foot. But, you know, that was a good test and I felt much better and I was 80%, I can trust my foot now, so I can do some quick turns and quick stop and starts. Well, we'll see how it goes.
Rob Klinkhammer, I know every injury is different, but he had the same high ankle sprain. He came back and hurt it. He was positive he didn't come back early. Have you talked to him about kind of how it felt or anything like that?
You know, I talk to Klink every day, him and Pooh, like Benny, because they both had pretty much the same injury. Well, Klink was worse. Pooh didn't miss much, but still ankle. So I've been talking to him every day and just checking how the foot goes because, you know, it's an example for me. Like two of them, we had pretty much the same thing, and I'm just assuming how long they out for and how long it's sore for and what I can do, what I cannot, right? So I always talk to him, you know, and they helped pretty much. Clint helped me a lot, you know. He was the first guy who asked me how's my foot doing, you know. He texted me right away because he knows like how does it feel. And but yeah. Every day, even when our team are playing a game, we're watching upstairs and we talk about a foot. And I'm asking him, like, what I should do and what I should go hard and, you know, like those kind of things. So, yeah, thanks for Clink. But we just got to move forward and just, again, be smart with it.
Six straight years, Russia's got a medal at the World Juniors. A tough loss yesterday. How was it for you watching that? And does Korpikoski have bragging rights now?
You know what? That was an exciting tournament so far. I think I've ever seen in my life. Well, probably the first one in 2011 when our guys went in Russia. But this one really was really interesting. And, you know, I've seen a lot of good guys from other teams that play there. You know, I didn't really know about our team. I just know a few guys. But I've heard from, like, 2-3 years ago, they're going to be a really good team, and they show it, right? And they played really good. And even yesterday, I really enjoyed the Washington finals, both teams, you know. Both teams play hard, you know. They don't want to score for a while, and as soon as one team scored, another team scored after, like, a couple minutes, right? And that was the biggest comeback. 6 seconds left. That was unbelievable. You know, I was screaming. I lost my voice yesterday, and I was good. But you know what? I'm really proud of our guys and our country because they showed everyone, all country watched them, and everyone really proud of it, honestly. But I'm really happy for Finland too, you know, because to win at home, that's double exciting too for Finland and for all IHF, you know. It's good time, and I know Helsinki is a great city, and especially Finland, they love hockey. I think that's number one sport out there. And yeah, that was really fun time. Even we enjoyed it here. We turned TV in any rooms and everyone watched it. And, you know, we tried to trip some guys, and that was fun time. And yeah, we put a bet with Euro and Apps too. So I lost it, but I'm not gonna say what I'm gonna do for them. But I lost it.